Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. When we're with each other, we get to learn all sorts of things that help us to be better people. The more we learn from our good Dhamma friends, the easier it is to remember to do the right things, even when it's difficult. Today, we'll start to learn about the Supreme Buddha's Anuttaro Purisadhamma Sarati quality. This is one of the qualities that's unique to Supreme Buddhas. Arahants don't have this quality. Pacheka Buddhas don't even have this quality. It means that the Supreme Buddha is the best teacher in the world. So in today's sermon, we'll get to learn some examples showing how he's the Anuttaro Purisadhamma Sarati. We'll also chant the Mora Paritta, so get your chanting book ready if you have one, or you can go online and download it. Just click on the show notes. Let's begin the day by going for refuge and taking the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life. for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Meritorious children, we have been learning the Buddha's great qualities. So, the great qualities of a Buddha are unique. Those qualities can be only found in another Buddha, not in anyone else's. So, the Blessed One was an Arahant. Then he is a Samma Sambuddha. The Blessed One is a Vijjacharana Sampanna, Sugata, Lokavidu, and he is a Anuttara Purisa Dhamma Sarathi. Anuttara Purisa Dhamma Sarathi means the Blessed One was an incomparable teacher for taming others. He had a great ability. He was an unsurpassed teacher. The Blessed One was an unsurpassed teacher. So his qualities were also unsurpassed. So the Blessed One was capable in taming others. He used to tame various beings, murderers, kings, then thieves, sometimes thieves in groups of 500 thieves were tamed with the power of the Buddha's teachings. So Blessed One had three ways, three techniques to tame beings. The first one was Iddhipatiharya. That means with supernatural powers. Then the second one is Adesana Patiharya. Adesana Pratiharya. That is reading. By reading other people's mind, the Blessed One preaches Dhamma. So, for an example, when someone comes to the Blessed One sees what's the difficulties that person going through and what kind of defilements that person has, and the Blessed One preaches Dhamma. Then the third way of taming beings is Anusasana Pratiharya. That means just preach Dhamma. Just preaches Dhamma without reading minds. So the Blessed One praised. What Blessed One praised was Anusasana, Anusasana Pratiharya. So with the help of these great abilities, the Blessed One tamed beings. Now for an example, if you take Angulimala, the Blessed One, Angulimala couldn't catch the Blessed One. Angulimala was chasing after the Buddha to catch the Blessed One. But with the supernatural powers that Buddha had, Angulimala couldn't catch the Blessed One. Finally, he got tired running and then he gave up swords. There were people who came to the Blessed One thinking that I would not talk until the Blessed One talks. So finally, Blessed One did not talk to that person. And when he was about to leave, Blessed One talked to him. So Blessed One read their minds. So the Blessed One preached Dhamma in many ways. And there was a person called Uruvela Kassapa. Blessed One had to show many supernatural powers to tame Uruvela Kassapa. And finally, Gaya Kassapa was tamed. Nadi Kassapa was tamed. They were all ascetics. Finally, 1,000 monks. After taming 3 ascetics, all of them, including their students, it was 1,000 ascetics, became monks. So all these things happen with the Buddha's ability of taming other beings.
So Buddha tamed beings with loving kindness, with compassion. Now there was one occasion, King Bimbisara's wife, Kema. Kema was reluctant to meet the Buddha. She was intoxicated. She was proud with her beauty. She was very much proud with her beauty. So Kema was reluctant to meet the Buddha. So Bimbisara, King Bimbisara, did a trick. So then with that trick, Kema had to meet the Buddha. So when Kema went to the Buddha, the Blessed One created a girl, a beautiful girl, fanning the Buddha. And then eventually, that beautiful young girl, the Blessed One, with the supernatural powers, the Blessed One made that young girl to turn, to make it a little bit older. Then gradually that she looked like a grandmother. Then eventually she fell down and then collapsed on the floor. So Kema saw this supernatural power. And Kema understood that if that beautiful girl became a grandmother and fell down and died, what would happen to me? The same destiny, nothing different than that. So then Kema also changed her life and became a chief disciple of a Buddha, a great disciple of a Buddha. So they were tamed with the help of Iddhi Pratihara, that means by showing supernatural powers, by showing psychic powers, they were tamed. So there were many beings, there were many humans and gods who were tamed by the Buddha. There was one Brahma, he tried to hide. But then Blessed One with the supernatural powers, the Blessed One made in a way that he couldn't hide. Then he was tamed. There were Brahmas who was very proud and was full of conceit. So even they tamed with the power of supernatural powers of the Buddha. But what Buddha praised was Anusasana Pratihara. That means just preaching Dhamma and then for the beings to be tamed. So there was another way that Buddha tamed people. There's a sutta called Kesi. In that sutta, a person called Kesi comes to the Buddha and then he has a discussion with the Buddha about taming horses. Then Blessed One said to Kesi that, I also train my monks. Then when Kesi asked, how do you train your monks? Then the Blessed One said, I train the monks in a good way. I train the disciples in a good way and also in a bad way. And also in a good way and also in a bad way. So some people are only tamed in a good way, in a pleasant way. Then the second way is in an unpleasant way. The third one is pleasant and unpleasant both. So pleasant way or good way is what? Just telling the benefits of doing wholesome deeds, births in divine worlds, the benefits and advantage of doing wholesome deeds and merit. So when Buddha just preaches the benefits of doing wholesome deeds, just about wholesome deeds, some beings, they understand the value of doing wholesome deeds and they abandon doing unwholesome deeds and they start developing wholesome deeds. But some people, how much we preach wholesome deeds, they don't get it to their mind. It does not penetrate to their mind. So Blessed One has to preach about the danger of doing unwholesome deeds, that is taming in an unpleasant way or in a harsh way. Then for the person, when he hears the bad karma, then he understands that, oh, this is bad for me. This will give results in this life. The bad karma will give result in next life. The bad karma will give results until I attain Nibbana. So by understanding that nature, some people, they give up doing unwholesome deeds, bad deeds, and they start doing good deeds. So even the Buddha preaches the evil results of doing evil actions, some people don't understand that. Then Buddha has to preach the benefits and advantages of doing wholesome deeds and also the danger of doing unwholesome deeds. Then they get tamed. Then Kesi asked, if blessed one, then blessed one, if all these three ways doesn't work, what do you do? I kill them. Kill them means what? The blessed one stop advising them. So, dear children, don't get killed by your parents. Sometimes parents give up advising you. Sometimes teachers give up advising you. Then also, not only the parents and teachers, the monks also give up advising you. They give up and they let them to live according to the way you want. So it's like killing you. So killing in a Buddha sasana is stop advising. They stop advising you. Even to get advice from a monk or from a teacher or from your parents, it's because they trust you that they would take the advice. So Buddha preachers, if someone shows a fault of yours, if someone shows a fault of another person, it's like showing a treasure. So we should be happy that we were tamed from one of these qualities. We were tamed today, children. We are learning this Dhamma without listening to a song today. That's because we were also tamed by the Buddha's Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarthi quality. So we should be happy that we were tamed by just learning Dhamma, not by seeing supernatural powers, not by learning Dhamma from a monk who can read your minds. Just with Anusasana Pratiharaya, we learn this Dhamma. So that's why, children, we have to learn Dhamma again and again. We should listen to the monks in the morning, and we should go to Dhamma schools. We should take part in Buddhist activities and try to do wholesome deeds and gain the protection for our lives. So today we learn the Buddha's Anuttara Purusa Dhamma Sarathi. So remember, Buddha tame beings with three abilities, that is Iddhipatihara, Adesana Pratihara, and Anusasana Pratihara. Children, so may you have the opportunity to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Vimana Vattu. Now let's listen to this beautiful sutta from the Vimanavatu, Stories of Heavenly Mansions.
1.15 Uttara's Mansion. Devata, your beauty shines in all directions like the bright star named Osadhi. What are the meritorious deeds that led to this happiness? Tell me, Devata, what kind of meritorious action did you do when you were in the human world to have gained this beauty that shines in all directions and to have earned all these wonderful things?
That Devata, delighted at being questioned by Arahant Moggallana, gladly explained what she had done that resulted in such great happiness.
In my previous life, I was a housewife in the human world. I did not envy anyone. I was not greedy, nor was I arrogant. I was obedient to my husband and did not get angry at him. I was eager to observe the eight precepts. 4 times a month on each of the 4 moon phases. I led a restrained life and was very generous. I abstained from killing, stealing, lying, and taking intoxicants. I did not cheat on my husband. I was delighted to keep these 5 precepts every day. I was a lay follower of the Gautama Supreme Buddha, who had the great wisdom to see the reality of the world. I was wise enough to realize the Four Noble Truths. Because of my virtuous life and meritorious deeds, I live very happily here. I have been born as a beautiful devata and enjoy all the wonderful things that delight my heart. Great Bhante, those were the meritorious deeds I did to have such a beautiful body that shines in all directions. Please, Bhante, pay homage on behalf by placing your head on the Blessed One's sacred feet and saying, Bhante, the lay follower named Uttara pays homage by placing her head on the Blessed One's sacred feet. The Blessed One stated that I have attained a certain fruit of enlightenment. I too know that. Bhante, the Supreme Buddha declared that I have attained the fruit of one's returner.
If you like, you can listen to more stories of heavenly mansions from the Vimanavatu if you go to serenecolombo.org/radio and click on show notes. There you'll find a link to more recordings and information how you can even get your own copy of the book. Mora Paritta. This paritta is very famous and was actually used by the Supreme Buddha when he was still just a bodhisatta. In that life, he was a peacock and would chant these verses at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. You could do that too and get the same protection. So, turn to page 33 in your chanting book. Now let's chant together.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Udetayam chakkumayeka raja harissavanno patavippabaso tantan namassami harissavannam patavippabhasam tayajya gutta vihare mudivasam. The sun, the one king with eyes, rises, spreading golden rays and illuminating the great earth. I pay homage to you, the sun spreading golden rays and illuminating the great earth, guarded today by you. May I live through the day. Ye brahmana veda gu sabba dhamme te me namo te cha mam palayantu. Namattu buddhanam namattu bodhiya namo vimuttanam namo vimuttiya. Those arahants who are knowers of all truths, I pay homage to them. May they keep watch over me. Homage to the enlightened ones. Homage to the fourfold enlightenment. Homage to the liberated ones. Homage to their liberation. Imam so paritang katnva moro charatiyesana. Having made this protection, the Bodhisattva peacock sets out in search of food. අපේතයං චක්ඛුමායේක රාජා හරිස්ස වන්නෝ පඨවිප්පභාසෝ තන්තං නමස්සාමි හරිස්ස වන්නං පඨවිප්පභාසං තයජ්ජ ගුත්තා විහරේ මුරත්තිං The sand one king with eyes descends spreading golden rays and illuminating the great earth. I pay homage to you, the sun spreading golden rays and illuminating the great earth, guarded today by you. May I live through the night. Ye brahmana veda gu sabba dhamme te me namo te cha mam palayantu namattu buddhanam namattu bodhiya namo vimuttanam namo vimuttiya Those arahants who are knowers of all truths, I pay homage to them. May they keep watch over me. Homage to the enlightened ones. Homage to the fourfold enlightenment. Homage to the liberated ones. Homage to their liberation. Imam so paritam katva moro vasam kappaiti. Having made this protection, the bodhisattva peacock lived happily. ඒතේන සච්චේන සුවත්ති හෝතු By this truth may they be well being Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu
Now let's share merits. Today we've done so many good things together, haven't we? We listened to a sermon on the Supreme Buddha's Anuttaro Purisa Dhammasarati quality, how he was the greatest teacher in the world. We heard about his teaching to Angulimala and Queen Kema, all these ways that the Supreme Buddha was an amazing teacher. We also heard the verses from the Vimanavatu from Uttara. And finally, we chanted the Mora Paritta. So, when we do actions like this, we like for others to also be happy thinking about these actions. So, may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May our teachers, our family, our friends, may they all have happy minds thinking about these things. May they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.